When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Ah. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Is it okay to date right after being in an emotionally abusive relationship as a man?
Well, you should date when you're ready to date. And the reality is nothing's going to change your attitude better than a prettier girl with a better attitude. And especially one that's prettier and younger, especially for those guys that have been in a bad relationship for a long time. Like I was talking to a client yesterday. They're very, very successful guy and has a successful multi-million dollar business that he built from scratch. Obviously, his wife helped a lot. But for the most part, it was all him. And he made the mistake in a long-term relationship of not really dating and courting her properly. Plus, he was a little soft, and he kind of let her push him around and treat him like a doormat a little bit. And so she's been kind of, because we just are in the middle of free agency in the NFL, and so she was kind of testing the free agent market and doing things to signal to other men that she was interested in potentially dating or hooking up or whatever. And so she all of a sudden has some new friends that are, 5-7 years younger, and both of them are single, and they like to go clubbing and partying. And, when you've been with somebody a couple of decades, and she's like, I need to find myself, I need to figure out my purposes, I'm confused. I mean, obviously she's lost attraction for him. And what she's really looking for is a man to stimulate her emotions. And, some of the guys that she was talking to, this guy is a very powerful businessman. It's like one of the dudes she's talking to is some bartender. It's like, so for her, it's a step down, but she's been talking to the bartender and another guy who is younger and obviously not anywhere near the level of success as the husband. And so it's not like she's trying to meet a richer guy. It's like she's following what she feels. And she doesn't feel much attraction for her husband. She's talking about divorce and things of this nature. And because he kind of let her push her around, or she pushed him around and kind of treated him like a doormat, and he's been kind of going along with these things, even though he doesn't really like it. And then she's talking about divorce and child separation and stuff like this. And this kind of shit that goes on is, he's got a couple of decades, they've got several kids together, and the kids are like, why is mom getting an apartment, that kind of thing. And he's been, he's kind of at the end of his rope. I mean, he's just kind of had it, and what's interesting is as he starts standing up for himself and taking his power back, she goes from being confused to, coming home and have, just tearing into each other in the bedroom and having amazing sex because she's recognized, quite frankly, he's, I think, probably in his 40s, early 50s, maybe. And he's reaching his peak just now. So he can always go and date women 10, 15, 20 years younger and hotter. And, she's going after a bartender and some other guys because the bartender flirts with her and makes her feel heard and understood. And she feels a connection. So it's not like she's monkey branching to upgrade. She's monkey branching because she's not happy. Women want to be in a love story. And obviously the love story ended quite some time ago. And then, the husband let her get away with a lot of things because he didn't really set and enforce some healthy boundaries. And now he's taking his power back. And he's at the point where he's like, hey, go get yourself an attorney. I got an attorney already. And it's like, you either fix this shit or I'm going to find somebody else. And the other interesting thing is that because he's successful, he's a good-looking dude, everybody knows him, they have a lot of friends, a lot of family. There's a lot of women that are coming out of the woodwork going, is he single yet? Did they split up yet? Because the wife has kind of run her mouth and let it be known in their social circles that things aren't going so well in the marriage and they're probably going to split up. And so you got all these attractive women, a lot of them are younger, that are inquiring about him and hoping that he becomes single. And so in a case like that, where you've had for the last couple of years, you've kind of humored your wife as she wants to go and, go to Vegas or go on some, trip or some kind of place where, or like an Ibiza or something like that, where she wants to go party and drink and do drugs and, hook up with random guys. And he's like, and when I was talking to the guy, he's in a place where he's like, how do I get her attention? How do I get her to choose me? And because he's having discussions with her and he's kind of, I check all these boxes. He's got all these rationalizations for, why she should choose him. And I was like, dude, that's the wrong mindset. Your mindset should be, you're the prize. You're coming into your peak earning years, your peak spending years as a man. And you got a bunch of women in the wings that know you that are just chomping at the bit, hoping that you're going to be single soon so they can come on to you and date you and sleep with you. And it's like, you have all the leverage. You're in the best possible position to be in, and that's the place you need to come from. You're doing your wife a favor by giving her the opportunity potentially to win you back and to keep the family together. But if not, it's like, hey, go have fun with the bartender. Go hang out. Go have fun with that, the pool boy or whatever, whoever is you're going to hook up with, or some random dude you're going to meet in Ibiza or whatever and hook up with them. It's like, I'll be just fine. And just the change in attitude completely, changed her to where she's like, I'm confused. I'm not sure I'm able to be at this point in my life to, oh, I love you. I miss you. I can't wait to see you. I'm going to be home soon. And then, she comes over and they tear each other's clothes off and have great mad passionate sex. But he's just like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
And so just the attitude that he's, in other words, he's going to become single. He's going to come back on the market. He's been putting up with this crap for a couple of years. So, like, especially in that case, it's like, as soon as the wife packs her shit, it's like, hey, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out after you explain to the children why you're leaving the family, in essence. So the kids are going to know, because she's the one packing her bags and leaving, that she's breaking the family up. And obviously the kids are going to think, does mom not love me anymore? Why doesn't she want to live here? I want to live here. This is my house. Mm-hmm. This is where I've grown up. Why doesn't mom want to live with us anymore? So the kids take it as like a personal rejection, as if mom doesn't love them anymore. And so she's going to have to explain to them why she's leaving, why she wants to break the family up. And then dad will just, soon as the word gets out in the neighborhood, probably within a matter of hours, there's going to be two or three girls sliding into his DMs or texting him, trying to get a date with him. And so he could be, hooking up with a new girl that night. And so he hooks up with somebody 10, 15 years younger, hotter, better attitude. That's a great attitude change. And for a guy like that, especially if the wife decides to leave and go do her thing, he starts dating hotter, younger women. He's like, he's probably not going to come back after that. Mm-hmm. And so in that case, it's like, yeah, absolutely. And so nothing will change a man's attitude better, especially a guy who's been through a breakup, than meeting somebody who's prettier, who's into him, and that they have a deep connection with. Because it's amazing what an attitude change a hot girl that you've never met, when you meet and you click and you feel like you've known each other and you find out you have a lot in common. It's just whatever you were suffering from 5 minutes before you met her, it's like dust in the wind. It's gone. You feel better. You feel more confident. She's excited to see you. You go out on a date. You hang out. You have fun. You hook up. It's like complete attitude change. Mm-hmm. And in that case, oftentimes, the guy's like, nah, I don't want you back. It's like, you threw it all away. All of her friends are like, you're an idiot. And it's like, have fun with the bartender, have fun with the pool boy. That's a step down for you, but it's like, that's on you.
Yeah, he pulled his balls out of her purse.
Yeah, exactly. He took his balls back from her.
I mean, that's horrible. I feel like in society, we don't recognize a lot of men who've been, like, emotionally abused, because a lot of men hide their emotions, hide behind that, because they want to seem like they're not upset. But
well, in his case, he wants to keep the family together. Yeah. And he's like, well, the thing she's saying makes sense, but he doesn't understand it's an attraction and a respect problem. If women don't respect you, you guys will never love the guy. If you don't respect him as a man, if you don't admire him, if you don't look up to him and respect his authority and take his advice. And obviously he's got to be competent. He can't be giving you shit advice. But, you know, in that case, you'll follow him anywhere. But if a guy is falling down on that, and basically in this case, he kind of let her be the lead in the relationship, kind of let her be the man and dictate what they are and aren't going to do, and you put her in the driver's seat, it's, I mean, you know, women want to be dominated. They don't want to be the man. They want you to have more masculinity than you guys do.
It becomes unattractive when the man, you can walk all over them. It's like, well, I guess I can do it for myself now. I want a man that tells me, no, you sit down, I'll do it. Right?
Yep.
How old was the lady, his wife?
Well, like I said, they were, I think they're fairly close in age. I take that back. She's late 30s. He's in his, like, I don't know, mid to late 40s, I think. So he's older than her. But it's like, you know, having that conversation, it's, he's got all the leverage and he didn't realize it. And so when you point that out to him and the perspective you need to come from, it's, I mean, it completely changes the dynamic in the relationship. And quite frankly, that's what the woman wants anyway. She wants him to, you know, grow a pair and put her in her place and say, it's like, you're going to break the family up. I mean, that's on you. You're going to, you know, that's going to be a lot of pain. You're going to have to explain this to our children. Why, you know, because they all feel rejected, like you don't want to be their mom anymore because you want to go off and party and do single girl weekend trips and shit like that. It's like, I'll be fine. You're doing me a favor. I'm going to be dating women 10, 15 years younger than you that don't have all the attitude or the issues. And it's like, you're going to lose me forever. It's like, you know, he's going to obviously pay in a divorce, but at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, he's going to be doing better.
Them hoes ain't loyal.
Them hoes ain't loyal. Coach, them hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, and probably child support, too.
Yep.
Well, she would have to pay that, the child support.
Well, she doesn't really work. And then, plus, some of the kids are teenagers anyways. They got a few little younger ones, but several, most of them are, you know, teenagers, and they're only a few years from being on their own anyways.